Letter from Sweden by Gary, not Alastair, Cook. Letter dated August 27, 2023. Hey. Well, it's been a bit of a long time between letters, hasn't it? I'm clearly not the best correspondent. However, I shall try and be a bit more reliable in the future. Famous last words. Anyway, to catch up since my last letter, we returned to the UK from Sweden in mid-2021, and no sooner had we arrived back home than we set in motion plans to return. Oh, there were so many things to do, but we didn't get back until January 2023. Mind you, the extended time in the UK meant we got to see a lot of our friends, and there was also an unexpected trip to Australia. But, as I say, eventually we returned, and the first job we had was to find somewhere to live. The finding proved to be easy, the buying, not so much. In order to buy a house in Sweden, one needs a Swedish bank account. In order to obtain a Swedish bank account, one needs a person number. It's the Swedish equivalent of the British National Insurance number, sort of. Anyway, we eventually managed to get one. So, person number in hand, we tried to open a bank account. It was then that we discovered that in order to open a Swedish bank account, a person number isn't sufficient. One also needs a Swedish ID card. We spent a bit of time working out how this could be obtained. Obviously, it's not simple. To obtain an ID card, you need a person number, obviously, and some form of residency identification. These, plus an application form, must be submitted to the tax office. You then select a date for your interview and turn up to be measured and grilled. You then have a wait of between 7 and 10 days before you can go and collect the actual card. It's a long and sometimes frustrating exercise. While going through all of that, my wife and I travelled to various towns, looking at houses and considering our options. Eventually, we wound up in Trosa, a small town on the Baltic, surrounded by ancient woods and lakes, about an hour south of Stockholm. It's also very beautiful, a magical place. And while tourists almost flock in the summer, it tends to be much more peaceful for the other 11 months of the year. It has a couple of claims to fame. Firstly, it is the filming location for a very popular German soap opera. This means that every year scores of German tourists descend on the town to take millions of photographs of the buildings and locations. This makes me wonder whether we may be spotted wandering the town in future episodes as a pair of accidental extras. We do think of ourselves as the only Australians in Trosa, so we'll be instantly recognisable. Now, the second claim to fame is rather odd. According to Google Translate, the name of the town, Trosa, in English is Panties. This is something a few Trosa residents find embarrassing. Still, Panties was where we wanted to live, so we found a house in perfect Falu red, the traditional Swedish house paint colour, and we put in a bid. The bid was accepted. Then all we had to do was open the bank account. Having jumped through more than enough hoops, the bank account was finally opened, money was added, and we paid the deposit. Then, of course, we had a flying visit to the UK to finalise a few things. I also took the opportunity to have a lunch in Lower Bourne with the loveliest bunch of people I could imagine. The food, too, was pretty good. Big thank yous to Anne and Charles. Anyway, we returned to Trosa 5 weeks later because in Sweden, the purchaser and buyer of any house must be there in person for the ritual handing over of the keys. There's also lots of documents to sign, but essentially, it's about the keys. We received our keys on July 31, 2023 and started the process of moving in the next day, then the next, and the next after that. Of course, Brexit made sure that all of our furniture and personal belongings had to be held at customs for a few days. I felt really sorry for the truck driver. It can't be much fun sleeping in your truck, not knowing when you'll be on your way again. Still, eventually he was released back into the wild, and soon the red house was filled with boxes and our furniture. Actually, as I write this letter in the final days of August, there are still quite a few boxes left to unpack. They are mostly full of books, to be fair. They're waiting for some shelves. I'm looking out our kitchen window as I read this letter. There are woods behind the house with tall, straight pine trees and the occasional jogger appearing between them. It also looks a bit like rain. Yeah, that's a pity because today we're going to a harvest festival at a nearby commune, but I'll tell you about that in my next letter. So, until then, hey door from Sweden.